Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you don't have a clear curriculum for your classroom, it is so overwhelming to try to put that together yourself. Spending hours on Pinterest and Google, pulling worksheets and pulling pieces of curriculum together to make something that works for your classroom. That's why we created the Autism Helper curriculum and now offer Curriculum Access. Curriculum Access gets you access to all levels and all subjects of the highly differentiated, evidence-based Autism Helper curriculum. You can have students working on letter identification and working on parts of speech at the same time in our easy-to-use curriculum. We currently have hundreds of teachers using Curriculum Access from all over the world with consistently rave reviews. I want you to join that group of teachers. Now is the time to ask your administrators for Curriculum Access. We have an email template ready to go so you can ask them to set up a demo. Your administrators can jump on a live call with our team members to see everything that's included in the Autism Helper Curriculum Access. Next year, let's reduce the overwhelm. Let's start the year out with a path and a plan and resources to meet all the diverse needs of your students. Let's make next year the year of Curriculum Access. Head over to the show notes to learn more.
Hi, I'm Sasha Long, special ed teacher and board certified behavior analyst. Welcome to the Autism Helper podcast. I'm here to explore different strategies to improve the lives of individuals with autism.
Welcome back to the Autism Helper podcast. Today I'm chatting with Lori Fry. Lori is a school-based BCBA with over 34 years experience in the field. And today Lori and I are talking about using ABA principles to teach learning behaviors in inclusive settings. So Lori explains some of the challenges that a lot of kids in the inclusion setting have when it comes to participating in that classroom setting. Things like working independently, asking for help, scanning the room, and the big struggle that we know happens in schools is there's no time to train the team, train the teacher, paras. So instead, Lori recommends a push-in model for teaching and training, for teaching the student these skills within that inclusion setting, working with the teacher and the staff right there as a great way to generalize those skills and really improve cooperation and collaboration within that classroom. So let's go ahead and hear from Lori. Hi, Lori. Thank you for joining me.
Hi, Sasha. It's nice to meet you and talk to you.
I'm excited about this conversation because I love talking about ABA in different settings beyond just that self-contained classroom. So today, Lori and I are going to be talking about teaching learning behaviors in the inclusive setting.
Yes. A passion of mine, Sasha. So I actually was a para and teaching kind of right like 1998, 2000, right when, you know, No Child Left Behind was coming in and the big movement for inclusion was coming. And of course, you know, with anything and within a systematic change, lots of uproar. And so I saw a lot of things kind of go wrong. First student I was at a high school who was in his middle school program. And his name's Chris, and I'm allowed to talk about him, just so you know. So Chris in his middle school program was in self-contained. They moved to full inclusion and they sent him into gen ed without the supplementary aids or support or a lot of thought. It didn't work. He became actually quite aggressive and quite violent. And then when I got him at the high school level, it was kind of, well, we might be going to due process. So how are we going to make this help? So one thing I noticed was as this movement is going, and I'm a big believer that every kid has a right to be in general ed and it's a great environment to learn, but we need to be very thoughtful and intentional how we do this. And I noticed that these wonderful gen ed teachers who are very skilled in what they do are not prepared to work with our population, the neurodiverse population, at all. Nor do some of even go to school and want to do that. So I saw a lot of sloppiness and a lot of, you know, what are we doing? This kid can't learn and, you know, learning is different. So just a lot of upheaval and, you know, change is hard. And so as I kind of grew in my career and then went into consulting with schools and teachers, and then also did some private work, just really learned that a lot of the times we throw these kids into a setting and then we might throw like a one-on-one aid on them, but we're not teaching them those skills where they can actually independently access a gen ed curriculum. And they're skills that can be easily taught. And so, as you know, in schools, time, Sasha, is very, you know, when do you have time to train? So a lot of, I don't like the train and hope model, you know, here's my training. I hope you guys do this. So I go right in the classroom and I'm either walking right alongside a gen ed teacher while I'm teaching these skills to kids using like a prompt hierarchy and sometimes even like a discrete trial with reinforcement method, and just kind of teach these skills. And so some of the skills that you can teach are, you know, the first one is, how do you ask for help? Or how do you, you know, a lot of these kids sometimes are prompt dependent on an adult. So how do you work independently? And what does that look like? And so, or, hey, your teacher just gave a direction, but, you know, I noticed the student's not even paying attention or doesn't appear to be paying attention or responding. And so, you know, using like the least to most on the prompt hierarchy. So going from the teacher asking or demanding a request or requesting something and then moving in with a student I'm working with, like I might like point to the teacher or I might like kind of point around the classroom so they can imitate the other peers. Like, what are they doing? And then reinforce that with praise or a token or whatever it is the kid's going to need. So, and I've had a lot of success with it. So it's informal where it's not like I'm going to go in and say, we're doing this, this, and this first. I just go in, I observe, I look at the kid, I look at really what's going on in both systems and how do we make it so that he or she can reach their ultimate level of functioning, right? And independence. So,
but I think you hit the nail on the head there with the time issue. And that's kind of, I think the, you know, everyone throws themselves, oh, well, we don't have time. How are we going to train? And we throw a paraprofessional in a situation that also doesn't have training and think that's going to be a Band-Aid. But I love this, you know, framework of just jumping in and let's do it during class time. Like, we don't need this special sub and PD day. We can do it right now with everyone in the room.
Absolutely. And, you know, and that's what's great. Like, you know, currently, I have a para that I'm working with a little bit, you know, who is a one-on-one and, you know, just coming and going in and like, all right, remember the prompt hierarchy? This is where we're going to go. So when the teacher says something, don't just repeat it to the kid, just kind of point, you know, until they're independent and walk away. I think there's some fear in that just because it's change. And what if I lose my job because the kid no longer needs it? But they respond once they start seeing growth, right? So it's reinforcing. Yeah. Also,
prompt training is an important, not to start to interrupt you, but that's a really important one that I think, you know, as a teacher, sometimes we do it naturally. Like I joke now in the role of like a parent, I can always notice what parents are teachers or reformer teachers because they just like have that natural, like, you know, kind of thing that they do. But if, you know, paraprofessional is brand new on the job or a new teacher, that prompt reading doesn't come naturally to everyone. So even something as simple as that has to be directly taught.
Right. But it's, you know, doing it right in a general ed classroom offers that generalization skill too. So, you know, it's not like we're going to teach them in a self-contained, you know, and there are kids that need, you know, a more restrictive environment. You know, don't get me wrong on that, but you know, these kids that are able to make it yet driving their teacher crazy because they won't start work. You know, that can, you know, sometimes, you know, we can put the reinforcement, okay, you need to work independently, but they don't even know what that means. It's like a skill deficit. You know, they're not able to reach the reinforcement because they don't know how to do it. And so, you know, sometimes like kids with autism, you know, they might not have the ability to scan a room and realize that when they're walking, they're actually stepping on the kids that are sitting right on the carpet in front of the teacher. So just even that skill, like, all right, remember, scan, and just kind of using gestures and pointing and then having them do that and then reinforce.
Hey, it's Sean Nelson, founder and CEO of Lovesac and host of the Let Me Save You 25 Years podcast. Want to skip the trial and error so you can head straight to success? Join me and incredible guests like Olympic legend Sean White and NFL superstar Rob Gronkowski as we share the lessons and mistakes that shaped our journeys. Ready to save yourself 25 years? Tune in on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. That's Let Me Save You 25 Years with Sean Nelson. Listen now.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
And then a big one, because I know this is also a time thing for especially gen ed teachers, is that curriculum modification for some of these guys, right?
Yes.
You can teach kids how to do it themselves, you know? And so it's as easy as taking an index card. You know, the kids that are might be overwhelmed with this like a massive passage on one piece of paper or 50 math problems on a worksheet, they look at that and they just kind of shut down. And so just kind of teaching them, all right, here's your index card. This is how you do it, and show it, and then fade, you know, just to the prompt so that they can take that index card and chunk their work or hide the other work so it's not as overwhelming. And, you know, just the other day, I kind of snuck into a classroom I work in, and I've been kind of doing this with a little guy I'm working with, and he didn't know I was coming. And there he sat independently with his index card, reading the whole passage with no adult around him. And I kind of got teary-eyed, you know, he's doing it. So, you know, lots of praise, lots of reinforcement for that. But, you know, and so, and that's a good skill for him to learn and you know, especially moving forward.
Yeah, right? we want our kids to be able to have those like self-advocacy, like knowledge of their learning profile, like all of those things, you know, part of them as they get older and older. So when they're an adult, they know what coping strategies they need.
Absolutely. And then as you noted, as they get older, you know, what are those skills going to look like? You know, these are things, you know, currently that are done a lot in a elementary classroom or, but as they get older, you know, the skills look different. So hard for kids sometimes to know how to take notes, or how to take a test and those test taking strategies. So sometimes even like teaching them, you know, what in the setting, or sometimes pull them out and teach them those skills and then bring them back in. You know, that just teaches kids how to be successful. So.
Yeah, absolutely. When you meet a new learner, when you walk into a classroom and there's a new student and you're kind of starting this process and are observing, how do you prioritize and select what skills they need and that you want to help them build in that setting?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think sometimes, I mean, yes, I'm a BCBA and I, you know, I do all the evidence based. Sometimes it's hard for me because I've completed my 34th year. It comes easy for me because I've been doing it, but I first will usually, if I get a referral on a kid through the schools, I will sit down with the teacher or talk to the teacher on the phone or do a virtual call and just find out what the issues are. And then that just kind of gives me some hints. So this is really what's driving the teacher crazy, which is a big thing. And then I usually will do an observation in a few different settings and within a school. So maybe a special is a lunch and the gen ed and kind of watch the skills there. And then just kind of knowing what those school learning behaviors are that are necessary. You know, knowing how to ask for help, can they do that? Knowing, you know, do they know how to scan the room again? Do they know how to say, excuse me? That's a big one. Do they know how to even look at a worksheet sometimes and attend to that? And then even moving on to that curriculum modification, but, you know, just starting with them, okay, you're going to do this. Here's your goal. Here's your reinforcement. Let's do it. Go. And then I cue them. And like I would have done in private ABA, but it's just right in that setting. And I've learned that not only that, because when you, and I'm sorry, I'm kind of all over the place right now, Sasha, but.
No, it's good. I like the examples.
Yeah. I learned that, you know, when you are a school BCBA, sometimes your clients shift. You know, you start with the student, but then your client becomes the teacher. And so being in the classroom and kind of doing this work, not just saying, hey, you should try this and you should be better, but being right there with them in the trenches when it's down and dirty and ugly, and showing them how to respond one to behavior, how to respond to these independent skills. Also, you know, they kind of become my client. I kind of pair myself with them, and then they know that I'm not just that BCBA that's coming to tell them how to do their job better, because they know how to do their job for the most part.
And I think that's why that framework can be so successful, because it's not like, oh, a resource room or teacher is taking this child away and doing something magical somewhere else and returning with them later. It's happening right there. So that teacher is watching it, and hopefully, you know, thinking of kind of like what you said with the teacher as the client, their skills then generalize too. Like, oh, I learned how to prompt fade with Johnny. Now I can use prompt fading with Ashley too.
Right. Absolutely. You know, absolutely. And that's, you know, that's my hope. You know, I always have the student in mind too, of, you know, how do I help my, you know, the question I'm always asking is what in my mind, like what skills do they need to reach their ultimate level of functioning? And let's get them there. Let's get them on that path. So it's just, you know, I love it. It's awesome. I mean, yes, of course I get pushback, you know, I get my teachers that will say, well,
that was
going to
be my next question, Laura. You just read my mind. What about when teachers aren't all on board for this? Because that's a common question I get.
So it is common. And I really, you know, if I'm dealing with like a difficult gen ed teacher, in my opinion, difficult, I always have to take, I kind of zoom out, right? You know, and so here is someone that is normally very well skilled in teaching the general education population. Sometimes they're older teachers, sometimes they're brand new teachers, but they weren't taught these skills. And so the new or the neurodiverse kid that is hanging upside down on his chair and making funny noises and needs the chew tube and is kicking the desk, those kids can drive a teacher crazy. And I think sometimes it's more of they get frustrated because they don't know how to teach them.
Yeah, true.
And we've never been taught that. So coming in and just saying, okay, let me just show you, let me help you here, pair myself with them. And then also, you know, recognize that most of the time these teachers, the ones that are like giving me the most pushback, they're usually the best teachers, the best general ed teachers. And so just adding this to their plate, adding it to their resume of skills is awesome. But it takes some time sometimes, you know, it takes the unlearning of some behavior that they might have learned, and, you know, or the pairing, or they might have had a bad experience with a behavior specialist or a BCBA. So I got to do a lot of repair work there. And that just, you know, being with them, asking them about their family. And I am interested and I want to know all that, but sometimes just being interested in them and making sure that, you know, I'm just not coming in as the expert to tell you guys what to do. I'm here to help.
Yeah, so that's great advice.
So, but yeah, I mean, yes, we do fail. I mean, teachers, you know, as soon as I leave the room, sometimes, you know, that happens, and that's okay. That's okay. You know, I keep trying. So.
Awesome. Well, I feel like this is a great kind of mindset to have, that, you know, this instruction and training, I think, can happen anywhere, and that we need these learning behaviors, as you've said, you know, the independent work, asking for help, scanning the room, and looking at all that in addition to just the academics, because we're not there just for that either. So Lori, thanks so much for giving us such a good overview of all of these different types of behaviors we need and then how to teach them.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, I'm passionate about public education and behavior, helping kids. So
awesome. Well, thanks so much for joining me.
Well, thank you, Sasha. I look forward to hearing more from you.
Thanks for listening to the Autism Helper podcast. If you liked what you heard and want to hear more, hit subscribe. It would mean a lot to me if you left some feedback. Whether I'm working one-on-one with a student, doing a podcast like this one, or presenting for a PD, my goal is always to provide as much value as I can. So your feedback really helps me make sure I'm doing just that. If you have other topics you'd like me to cover, leave in the feedback or message me on social media. You can follow me at The Autism Helper on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Pinterest, or visit my website, theautismhelper.com. Thanks again for listening.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Having the right resources for your classroom is essential to making sure your classroom is running smoothly. At the Autism Helper Shop, we have all of the resources you need to make sure you have the behavior, communication, and curriculum supports for your students. Within our shop, we have adapted books, task cards, resources aligned to the VBMAP and the ABLES, behavior plan flowcharts, data sheets, curriculum, everything you need, whether you are an early childhood teacher or a high school teacher, we have all of the resources that will meet those students' needs. So head over to shop.theautismhelper.com to check out all of our resources.